There's a song about things falling, falling, falling. But will they be falling? It's 8 minutes past seven. Murray here for The Breakfast Show. Well, as you remember, about a month ago now it was actually announced $10 billion, the reinsurance pool, to be introduced in a bid to reduce home and business insurance premiums here in Northern Australia. Now, the pilot program, it is a pilot program, will subsidise the cost of insurance coverage for cyclones and related flood damage. You know, obviously it's been an ongoing issue, and sometimes I guess it's our population densities that mean that there really has been essentially a market failure in this part of the world when it comes to insurance. Hopefully this will make a difference from the federal government, and certainly they've pushed it pretty hard. Obviously, you know, some people are saying September, there's likely to be a federal election. It's certainly where some people have their money. So I think they're pushing fairly hard with respect to announcements, and particularly for this region, this is something I guess is very much targeted. To talk a little bit more about exactly the process and how this is likely to come together, or do we know how it's going to come together, Queensland Senator Nita Green joins me this morning. Good morning, Nita. Welcome along to the show this morning.
Good morning, Murray. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you along. Can you talk to you a little bit more about Senate estimates and how things actually work? Because sometimes you see some footage on TV and it can be a little bit surly, some of the people that are in the hot seat being asked questions by the senators, often cop it pretty rough. It can be a little bit surly. But I guess it is getting to the bottom of some of these processes and some of the promises that have been put forward, well, in this case, by the government.
Well, Senate estimates can be a little bit brash at times, and it is an important part of our job as senators. And if I was a North Queensland senator and I went down and I asked soft questions, I reckon most North Queenslanders would be asking me some hard questions when I come back. It is absolutely the job of senators to go down there and ask the hard questions and try to get the answers about what the government's planning to do, how they're planning to spend money. And that's why over the last 2 weeks, we've been down in Canberra asking questions about the budget, and I was really, really keen to get myself in front of Treasury officials to ask them what they know about the government's plan for a reinsurance pool.
Now, look, you know, it's still a fair way off. We're not talking, about it actually being in place until July next year. So there's quite a bit of, quite a bit of water to go under the bridge just yet. What are the plans, from you being there in the Senate and asking those questions of the Treasury officials? What did they tell you about the proposal and how it's all going to come together?
Well, you're right, Murray. One of the things I did ask them was about this start date, and they're very clear that the reinsurance pool won't start until July 2022. So that's a long time after the next federal election, no matter when it starts. I asked them about whether that would mean that premiums would be reduced on that day. So, you wake up on the 1st of July, would your insurance premium fall on that day? They said there's no way to tell. That it really depends on what your insurance company does and whether they take up the reinsurance that the government's offering. I also asked them whether premium holders can expect a reduction above 10%. There's this figure that's been going around, which is about the government said that most people could expect a 10% reduction. And I asked whether that would be the case around North Queensland. And really, they said that's probably an average price. Some people might not actually save up to 10%. Some people might save a little bit more. But really, it depends on when they put the scheme together and how it's constructed. Then they'll be able to explain to people whether they will save any money. So that had my alarm bells ringing when I heard that, because I think most people would expect that they would get more than a 10% saving to really get bang for the buck. And the other interesting thing that I asked them about was whether this is, so reinsurance pool isn't a subsidy for premiums. It's not a direct subsidy for insurance in North Queensland. What it does is offer insurers a reinsurance. So it gives them a product and then the insurers have to pass that saving on. Mm. And I asked them whether there would be any mechanism in the program to make sure that insurers actually do pass on
sure.
those savings.
Yeah.
And they were very coy about that answer, and they weren't willing to give me a commitment there would be something in the program to make sure insurers actually pass on that saving. And it still remains to be seen whether they can put something into law to make sure that insurers pass these savings on. So a lot of big questions. And I went down there with the questions that North Queenslanders want to ask, and I'm afraid I didn't get a lot of answers, which is disappointing.
I mean, when you see an increase of, I guess, what really equates to 100%, it's doubled for a lot of people. 10% off the top of that really is fairly measly. You've got to accept that. That's really not a lot, is it?
It's not a lot, and it's not a lot for what the government says that they're putting behind this for $10 billion. And let's remember what's actually in the budget in terms of money, because that's what matters, I guess, is that the government's put up some money to give to the Treasury, to $2.4 million, so they can run the task force to get some more information about this. I mean, we've had that many reviews and that many inquiries, but they've given them some money to do a task force. The $10 billion the government has said they've put forward is actually just what we call a contingent liability. So in the event that a cyclone occurs, they've got that money that they can pull down if they need to. So in terms of money, what's in the budget is really just money for a task force, a plan for a plan at the moment. Mm. And we want to make sure that North Queenslanders know that while you've got the Prime Minister out there and you've got the Assistant Treasurer making big claims about this, that there's still a lot of question marks about how it will work and whether, as you say, it will actually do anything to bring down the cost of insurance, which we have seen increase far more than 10% over the last 8 years of this government.
I mean, if you just do the straight figures, just say in previous years your insurance policy, just to pluck a figure out of the year was $2,000. For a lot of people, it has doubled. So let's say it's gone up to about $4,000. If you get a 10% discount off that $4,000, it brings it down to $3,600. I mean, that's still in real terms is an increase of $1,600. So that maths doesn't work. And look, you know, not that I want to play directly into your court, but I mean, we do remember about the illusory surplus they were promised prior to the previous election, and it was quite embarrassing for the Prime Minister when, you know, he basically said, well, we haven't actually got the surplus, but he talked about it in the future and therefore it was in the bag. In some ways, it's starting to have a bit of a smell of that similar illusory surplus in some ways.
Yeah, and one of the issues with this is the big promises that have been made around what insurance companies will do. Mm. The government said that the Assistant Treasurer stood up in Cairns and said that he had heard at least two insurers were going to come back into the market. Because let's not forget, this is an issue about affordability, but also accessibility, like actually being able to shop around. And I asked the Treasury officials, which are the two insurers that are going to come back into the market? And they didn't have the answer to that question. So it was a bit embarrassing for the Assistant Treasurer, and it's a bit embarrassing for the government that they're not going to the election with an actual plan in place. We want to see legislation. We want to see what the government is planning so that we can make sure that this is the best bang for buck for North Queenslanders. And I think that a lot of people have been following this issue for a long time. North Queenslanders know how expensive their insurance is. So a lot of people I've spoken to will believe it when they see it. That's their view on this.
Well, look, keep on the job, and I can understand some of the silly faces in Senate now, but great to talk to you. And I guess there are some underlying concerns there. Senator Nita Green, thank you so much for your time. It's been great to talk to you this morning. Cheers.
Thanks, Murray. Appreciate it.
The unsung hero.